Welcome, friends,
foes. Welcome, everybody. This is the 58 West King Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Tony. That is Matt. Today is July 18th, 2022. And today we're doing a draft with a twist. And Matt, it's not like an M. Night Shyamalan twist or anything, but it's a bit twisty, a moderate amount of twist.
Moderate amount of twist. Signs amount of twist, not The Village amount of twist.
No,
I haven't seen that many M. Night movies. I've seen a couple of them. Signs was good. It's entertaining.
Oh, it's a great movie.
The Village was okay. You're like in it and you're like, whoa, an airplane just flew over this early 19th century housing complex. Oh my gosh.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm good, man. I like how you welcome friends and foes. Look, if you're a foe listening to this podcast, you're a friend of mine. Let's just put it out there. If you're supporting the pod, foes don't do that. So welcome. Welcome to the fold, foes.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody. So, Matt, I was thinking after this twisty draft, do you you want to draw names for our league's draft order? The league of record?
Yes. I think we should do that. I think that's a good move. I think it's a good move.
Cool. So we'll go ahead and do that at the end. Let's get into this draft, Matt. Tell the people what we're doing.
So we are doing a little bit of a different draft. It's not like a normal mock draft that we do. This is a live draft. Only two teams, your team and my team, will snake draft. I'll let you choose where you want to be, either number one or number two, number three, and we'll snake back and forth, two, 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 till we get to the end. We will be drafting a starting roster of quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, one tight end, and one flex. Now, for the twist.
I see people. They don't know they're dead.
We are drafting our guys, essentially. The guys that we are willing to reach a round or so on. And to make us do that, we are excluding any player with an ADP of 1 through 12. So our first round pick will be players from round 2 in ADP, as per Fantasy Pros half point PPR as of July 18th of our Lord and Savior's 2022. And then round 2, round 3, round 4. Essentially, we will be drafting a starting team of guys that we're willing to reach on, and we will have to be reaching on them because we will be drafting them 2 in round 1, 3 in round 2, so on and so forth. Any questions?
No, what I got from that is we are reaching around here.
We're doing a lot of reach arounds here, and it's going to be enjoyable. Or, you know, sometimes when you're trying to find the handing, it's a little embarrassing, but you get it figured out. You let your instincts kick in, and the rest does what the rest needs to do. We will also keep track of these players. We're trying to figure out the logistics of it, but keep track and see who's our guy's team performs better in the season. I feel like one injury is going to blow this thing up, but let's hope that doesn't happen. And, you don't draft for injuries, so don't do that.
That's right.
Unless they are currently injured and are definitely missing games in the beginning of the season, in which case, yeah, don't draft them early. But I digress. You ready, Tony?
Let's do it.
I will let you choose. You can pick 101 or you can have the turn. What would you like, sir?
Before I pick, do we have any type of third round reversal or anything like that?
No, let's just
okay.
Let's
good.
Just snake back and forth.
Snake back and forth. That's what I'm used to.
You reach around me, I reach around you, and then we do it 9 times until one of us can't reach around anymore.
I feel like we're getting into censoring territory. I'll take the turn. You go first.
I go first. Okay. So for my first player out of the second round ADP, ADP 13 through 24, I will be choosing the DeAndre Swift. Running back for the Detroit Lions. Not a whole lot of comments other than dude was a beast last year. Weeks 1 through 7, got a little injured, split some time. He was still, I think, the RB3 while splitting time. That offensive line is getting better and better, and that team's might be doing some things. I like the Lions. Low-key like the Lions. I like DeAndre Swift to have an outside shot of being RB1.
Yeah, he was top 12 last year in points per game, so just under 14. And he caught 62 passes in just 13 games, which put him in elite company up there with Najee Harris, Austin Eckler, and then Leonard Fournette. So great pick there. He was on my short list. So I'm up here. The first round still. Again, we're drafting from round 2. I think I'm going to go ahead and go with Aaron Jones. So RB14 on the board. Packers have 248 vacated targets. And in recent history, those targets tend to go to the running back position. And then with Aaron Rodgers, we know he has trust issues. It feels like Jones and Alan Lazard are the only healthy options left standing after this past offseason. So I believe Aaron Jones has top 5 upside, and I don't mind taking him around early here at all.
Nice. Yeah, Aaron Jones solid. He was You ask me tomorrow, I might choose Darren Jones instead of DeAndre Swift. But for me, in that second round, I'm looking at the NFC North running backs if I can get them. All right, you have another pickup, Tony.
All right, so moving on to our second round. Again, this is pulling players from round three, though. I think I'm going to go ahead and pile on with the running back position. I'm going to take Travis Etienne, so the RB22 on the board. So we know James Robinson is coming off that Achilles injury, and there's really no competition beyond that. So lots of volume here for Travis Etienne, and obviously he has that potential. We haven't seen it on the field, but volume is huge at the running back position. So even if he's kind of slow out of the gates, I think there's some runway for him given that, and obviously the draft stock.
All right. So for my pick of the second round, I'm going wide receiver here, and I am taking Old Man River. Boring, but does he produce every single season? Keenan Allen, I know he may, quote unquote, be losing a step, but the guy just puts up 1,000-yard seasons. Guy just gets 100-plus catches. He's going to get the targets. That offense, we all agree that we'll probably make another step forward as Justin Herbert progresses into his third year as the quarterback there, as that offense starts to take more of its shape. So he's not the flashy guy, but he's a guy I like. So I'm going with Mike Evans.
That's a pretty good pick. I think the other option there is probably Michael Pittman Jr., wide receiver 17. But I don't think there's anything to worry about with Keenan Allen. Last year, even with kind of the emergence of Mike Williams, maybe a 1A, 1B thing, I think Keenan Allen was still top 15. So Michael Pittman Jr. hoping for the quarterback upgrade to kind of push him into the wide receiver one, but he's likely going to end up in the wide receiver two territory. So I don't hate the pick.
All right. And then for my next pick of the third round, ADP 37 through 48, I am taking Terry McLaurin, going back to back wide receivers here, going from that steady Eddie low floor guy to scary Terry, the guy who, it's crazy to say, is getting a quarterback upgrade by Carson Wentz coming into town, but it's probable. It's true. It's definitely, he's going to be an upgrade over what he had last year. So give me scary Terry.
He got paid too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would hope the Commanders are looking to feature him.
I don't trust their business decisions. I don't trust anything that the Commanders do.
You probably shouldn't. Good choice there. So I'm up here with my third pick, drafting round three, pulling players from round four. I had J.K. Dobbins on the list. There's been some news about whether or not he's going to start the season. So I think that scared me off. And I also have two running backs already. So I'm going to go with Mike Williams, taking the value on the Chargers wide receiver core, wide receiver 19. He's probably the number two, maybe 1A, 1B, as we mentioned a second ago. But we know Herbert can support two top 15 receivers. He did just that in 2021. And then this regime seems to target Mike heavily, so 129 targets in 2021. And he gets a lot fewer of those contested jump balls that really slowed him down and likely caused some injuries in years past. So I love the pick and don't mind taking him early here either.
I like Mike Williams a lot. The reason I could go with Keenan, I feel like Mike Williams, he gives you the ceilings. It's a vaulted ceiling. It is a nice, you can put a 14-foot Christmas tree under that vaulted ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
But the lows are low. There are games where he'll throw bagels up. Maybe that'll go away, and they'll ease back more towards a middle ground of some sort. But some of his floors scare me at times. Can't get zeros out of your wife.
The floors for Mike Williams?
The floors, yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to address the floors with my receiving cores with my next pick. So moving on to the next round, my fourth pick, I'm going to go ahead and take Brandon Cooks, sitting at wide receiver 25. So he's a floor pick, number one receiver in Houston. They should be trailing early and often, but he was a wide receiver 20 last season. He's had over 1,000 yards receiving in six out of his eight seasons. The only ones he hasn't was his rookie campaign, obviously playing alongside Michael Thomas, a healthy Michael Thomas, I believe, and then his injured season with the Rams. So he's safe and obviously the number one option there in Houston.
There's only three wide receivers over that span of 8 years that have gotten six 1,000-yard seasons. Three of them. You just named one, Brandon Cooks. Can you name the other two?
Antonio Brown.
No.
Mike Evans.
Not Antonio. Yes, it's both of those guys, actually. You got it right on. I thought I was going to stump you there. Yes. So, I mean, obviously, Antonio Brown, batshit crazy. Shout out to Mike Tomlin. I don't think we shout out Mike Tomlin enough for controlling the chaos. Controlling the chaos as he did. And then, obviously, Mike Evans is, that's a guy with the high floor.
Stud.
Not on our teams, though. It's unfortunate. Probably should have been. It's fine. But, yeah, love Brandon Cooks. Love me some Brandon Cooks. All right. My turn?
Your turn.
So for my, what is this, fourth-round player I'm drafting in the third?
It's your fourth player. You've got DeAndre Swift as a running back, and you have Keenan Allen and Terry McLaurin so far as your wide receivers.
Perfect. Okay. For the next player, I am taking A.J. Dillon, Green Bay. One of my guys. One of my guys. He's right there at the fringe in the next round. But like you talked about the vacated targets, right? Aaron Jones is going to pick up a lot of that slack foreseeably in the receiving game when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I think that may transition Aaron Jones away from some touches in the backfield. And I think that they're still going to need to have a pretty good run game. And A.J. Dillon fits that bill. This is his third season, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Third season, he's been kind of coming up slow, but we saw him come on strong towards the end of last year and in the playoffs. The guy's a wrecking ball. I don't know if you saw, there's a video of him doing Oklahoma drill with a mascot. Did you see this video?
Yeah.
That poor guy. Shout out to the guy in that mascot uniform who'd like thought, I don't know if he thought that his mascot padding would protect him, but like the head flew off immediately and he just looked like a ragdoll out there. A.J. Dillon is a beast. So give me A.J. Dillon here as my RB2. And then, wait, there's more coming around in the next rounds. Wide receiver 24 on my board or on the board. I'm going with Courtland Sutton.
Sutton, okay.
Courtland Sutton is my wide receiver 3. The guy had a lot of air yards last year. They weren't accurate air yards. He is getting the accurate air yard quarterback in Russell Wilson. Obviously, the quarterback upgrade over Drew Lock / Teddy KGB. I don't know that Jerry Jeudy's going to get the job done as much as, and currently Jeudy's being drafted higher than Courtland Sutton, but I like Sutton. Sutton's my guy. So going Sutton.
Don't mind the pick there. Since you took Courtland Sutton, I'll go ahead and come back around and take his partner on the other side of the field. Jerry Jeudy, he's the upside pick. We've seen flashes. Obviously the huge upgrade at quarterback. Not sure if you mentioned that or not, but he does have some target competition with Sutton there. And then obviously Tim Patrick, KJ Hamler, and then the two running backs that are going to demand a lot of touches. But I think the ceiling's pretty high for Jeudy, and I'm going to pencil him in here as my wide receiver 3, so I don't hate it.
Yeah, if you're being a super optimistic Denver Bronco fan, you're thinking, Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. As far as production goes, the player comps don't exactly meet apples and oranges, but you're looking for that kind of production. Although we could do all of this, you know, pontificating on Sutton and Jerry Jeudy and watch Tim Patrick be the number one wide receiver for the Denver Broncos this year. Would not surprise me, but I'm not willing to throw that dart. So, no, I like the pick. I like the pick.
And then coming back around with my second pick. So, we're in round 6 here. I got Aaron Jones, Travis Etienne as my running backs. I have Mike Williams, Brandon Cooks, and Jerry Jeudy as my receiver. Still have a flex spot or tight end quarterback to fill out here. But going to go ahead and take more upside. So, I have Jerry Jeudy. Got some upside there. Going to go ahead and grab Gabriel Davis, so wide receiver 31. I think everybody knows he's climbing up. He's ascending across all draft boards. We know the potential with Josh Allen. Emmanuel Sanders is out. Cole Beasley's out. So tons of targets there.
Nice. All right.
Was that one you had?
Yeah. Gabe Davis is erecting up draft boards.
There you go.
He is just, blood pressure is rising. He's so hot right now. What are the hottest guys in fantasy football drafts right now? I think it's ETN, Gabe Davis, Dillon.
Schultz is
Dalton
up there.
Dalton Schultz. Jesus Christ. Yeah, he is. You're right. Yeah, those guys are just... It's crazy. The more drafts happen, how fast those guys are going up. Okay, for me, I'm going to take another wide receiver here, fill out that flex spot. I'm going the TikTok king himself, Juju Smith-Schuster for Kansas City. Someone's going to be the wide receiver one in that offense. And I kind of like Juju to be the guy. Maybe it's just the love that I have for Juju as a person, you know, going to prom with nerdy dudes who don't have anybody to go with and giving them the time of their life. I don't know, man. Maybe my heart's too into it, but the production that Juju put up when Ben Roethlisberger wasn't the worst we've ever seen Ben Roethlisberger was pretty good. And so obviously some injuries slowed him down. Some role questions slowed him down. You know, after Deontay Johnson came in, it was kind of questionable where he fit into that scheme. And it wasn't pretty, but I trust Andy Reid and I trust his ability and that offense and Patrick Mahomes to get some production out of one of those guys. And I think Juju Smith-Schuster's done the best job of showing it up to this point.
He's your fourth wide receiver. So
my fourth wide receiver. Exactly.
And I don't hate what you're doing here, Matt. You have wide receivers from the Chargers. That's the AFC West.
Yeah.
You have Courtland Sutton also in the AFC West. Oh. And then you have Juju also in the AFC West. Those guys obviously play each other. They play the NFC West. So you get the Rams. You get the Cardinals, you get what should be a one-sided affair for all those guys going up against Seattle. So got to love the schedule, got to love the interdivision matchups. There should be a lot of points scored there. And at worst, you get what? Just a kind of a safe floor, low ceiling for Juju. And at best, you get some kind of ceiling there from Juju in 2022.
It's exciting. Okay.
You got a quarterback and a tight end still.
Picking from ADP 85 through 96. Dawson Knox.
Yep.
Take the tight end Dawson Knox out of Buffalo. You got Gabe Davis. Neither of us got Stephon Diggs because of his ADP. Give me a piece of that offense. I need a piece of that air attack. And Dawson Knox is the guy for me. I don't know. How many times have you won money on Dawson Knox first to score a touchdown in games?
The last two seasons, like six or seven times.
Yeah. It's a guy that he looks to early when cornerbacks are healthy and sticking with his wide receivers. And there's that mismatch in the middle of the field, especially in the red zone. So he doesn't get the volume, but the passes he does get, the targets he does get, are usually in the red zone or in big key situations. So give me Dawson Knox at the tight end position. Back to you for two.
Not bad. And honestly, probably someone you can wait on, but just by the nature of the way we're doing things here.
Yes.
I like the pick. I think it's justifiable for sure. So I'm up here. I have a quarterback and tight end still to fill out with my last two picks. In this territory, I don't like the quarterback. So we have Aaron Rodgers. And then tight end, you took Dawson Knox. He was on my radar. But the other guy here in this range is going to be Zach Ertz, and that's exactly who I'm going to draft. So last year, you know, he moved over from Philly to the Cardinals, and he caught 74 balls on 112 targets. Most of that was with Arizona, 760 yards, five touchdowns. Maybe most of that can be chalked up to playing without DeAndre Hopkins. He was dealing with some injuries. I think Rondale Moore had a concussion. But this year, Christian Kirk's gone. So Christian Kirk demanded a ton of targets last year. They do have Marquise Hollywood Brown, but again, they're starting the season without DeAndre Hopkins, who is going to be serving a 6-game suspension. It is six, right?
It is a 6-game suspension. Yep.
Yep. So hoping for maybe close to 100 targets again this year, maybe a little regression. That's fine. At the tight end position, though, I'll still take that.
I love Zach Ertz. You know that.
Yep.
Scored the go-ahead touchdown in the Super Bowl where the Eagles beat the Patriots. Great guy. Great guy.
Fond memories. Relish them. And then my last pick. So I'm good to go at every other position. So we'll go ahead and take quarterback here. Normally, I'd probably wait a little longer, but I'm going to take Trey Lance. Number one reason, rushing upside. He had three decent sample sizes last year, starting two of those games. And in those games, he compiled 31 rushing attempts for 161 on the ground and then four passing touchdowns. So two of those games netted him about 20 fantasy points. So if he gets a full season, this is an easy QB1.
Like it. It's exciting. You plug Trey Lance in your starting lineup, and you're a little nervous, a little excited. The juices are flowing. I am going to go from one of the most exciting quarterbacks of the league to one of the most boring quarterbacks of the league, the forgotten man, Sir Captain Kirk Cousins of the Minnesota Vikings. But what does Captain Kirk Cousins have? He's got Justin Jefferson, arguably the best wide receiver in the league, definitely the best up-and-coming wide receiver in the league. Who else does he have? He has old man time, Adam Thielen, who just catches red zone targets. Like he just
catches touchdowns.
A Kirk Cousins to Adam Thielen ball in the red zone is about, it's like a couple notches down from Brady and Gronk in their prime. It is, you can take it to the bank. It is the opposite of an NFT. It is reliable. And also, new coaching staff comes in. And where did that coaching staff come from?
I think that's the McVay coaching tree.
It is the McVay coaching tree. That is correct. And do they favor passing? They're pretty good. They put up pretty good stats, right? They've made Jared Goff look like a QB1. They've done some things with Matthew Stafford. I heard last year he may or may not have won a Super Bowl. But yeah, give me Kirk Cousins. Give me Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
You like that? You like that? Everyone hates him. I hate him, but
the rosters are full, Matt. Want me to read these off?
Let's read them off.
Let's start with my team. Quarterback, I got Trey Lance. Running back, I have Aaron Jones, Travis Etienne. Wide receiver, I got Mike Williams, Brandon Cooks, Jerry Jeudy. At tight end, I got Zach Ertz. And then I'll be flexing Gabe Davis. Thoughts?
I like it. You got Travis Etienne and Gabe Davis. Those are the bells of the ball.
This team is all or nothing.
That team is going to put up 200 or 20.
Yeah, exactly.
Week in and week out.
I don't know if I like it. All right, your team, Matt. You have quarterback, the aforementioned Kirk Cousins. Running back, you have DeAndre Swift, A.J. Dillon. Wide receiver, Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, and Cortland Sutton. Tight end, you got Dawson Knox, so also in on the Bills offense there. And then you're flexing Juju Smith-Schuster. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. Feel like I've won some sort of award. I like how deep my wide receivers end up being. A.J. Dillon's a little bit of a, I'm projecting on, not, I'm not the only one to think A.J. Dillon's going to blow up this year, but he hasn't necessarily produced RB2 numbers yet, so it'll be interesting to see how.
But Swift has top five upside, maybe even RB1 overall upside, right? If he stays healthy and catches those passes.
I agree. Couldn't agree more.
And then you have three number one wide receivers. So love this build.
All right.
Well done, Matt.
Thanks, man. So again, this is a kind of a weird exercise in reaching, like doing a lot of reaching. You should not be doing reaching. You let value, you take value. Like we talk about value, but this is just an exercise to show you that there are going to be some guys that you want to have on your team. Like this, just, it's not fun if you just, I feel like if you only draft value, like your team might be good, probably a little boring. It may even win, but sometimes it's fun to have an AJ Dillon, a Gabe Davis, Travis Etienne on your squad, somebody that you're like excited to watch play football, who doesn't play for the team you normally root for. That's the whole point that I got into fantasy football is that, you know, not that I don't love all of the football games, but it just gives you a little juice to watch it. I'll watch the games that are on TV.
If you're just going to draft, you know, the top player on the board, just don't even show up to your draft. Just auto draft. Save yourself some time. Do something else.
Oh, can I throw at you a comment that I had heard, or like a post?
Yes, absolutely.
And it was that fantasy football draft should include one fake player for every round so that people who actually do research get rewarded for their research that they put in before the season, and players who show up to the draft and just draft off the draft board don't. And the guy's like, so sorry that you drafted Jiminy McSmoochie in the third round, but he's your wide receiver too now. So good luck.
Dominic Elwood is your RB2.
I don't know. Obviously that would never happen, but I kind of like that idea.
All right, Matt, that was a great exercise. It is time. We wanted to make sure you guys had at least a full month again to mock draft, and we're just about there. So without further ado, let's draw some draft positions and some managers. So Matt has our 12 draft positions, and I've got each manager's name written down on folded up pieces of paper right here. We'll mix them up and we'll draw one spot at a time. Let's go ahead and hear that first draft position, Matt. Shake them up.
Very important. I'm using a hat. Tony's using Charlotte's Pyrex. I don't know if there's any married couples out there, but there are a few things that a significant other, specifically my wife, and I'm sure most wives, hold more sacred than Pyrex.
If you guys could do me a favor, let's not share this information with her, please.
I can tell you that I've been I've been in some places in my marriage where we were flying high, sky high, apple pie in the sky high. Things were amazing. I took leftovers and Pyrex to work and lost the Pyrex, and I thought I was going to have to file for a divorce. So, don't f*** around, Tony. Don't break Charlotte's Pyrex. All right. First draft position that we will be picking a name for is number eight, draft spot eight.
Yep, I see the eight, and I got the first name here. We got a smoothie. We got the smooth one. He just confirmed he's coming back. He's drafting from the eighth spot.
Wait till he hears he's got number eight. I'm sure he's going to be super happy. He confirmed last.
Let's draw again.
All right, let's draw again. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Two, the dose, the deuce.
This is CMC. Callis.
Great Scott.
Josh Callis, Ezekiel Elliott, or CeeDee Lamb going number two overall. Way to go. Congratulations.
It might be CeeDee Lamb.
Come on down. He knows he's not falling to 23. Got to do it, Callis. Got to do it.
All right, next spot.
Next spot we got. It's weird draft. Number seven. Looked like a two.
God damn it.
Couldn't be. Oh, it's me. Tony. Commissioner. It's got the seven. Ooh, it's fine.
Right in the middle. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Everything's fine. Nothing's on fire. Number
you
seven.
Want to start this? Do you want to start over? Are we at a good stopping point? Just kidding.
Number five. Number cinco, a nickel. Number five. Who's getting five?
We got Brandon.
Brandon Beisner. Look at this photograph. Sly devil, you. Got five. How's Beisner doing?
I think he's doing all right. He's hoping to turn things around. You know, he's had a lot of trouble in 58 West King. He does okay in our other leagues.
Is he in the Champions League?
He's not.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't going to bring Champions League up. That's your fault.
I think about it. I lose sleep at night sometimes.
All right. Next spot.
Next spot we're drafting for. Ooh. Number one. Oh, 101. First overall pick.
Who is it? All right. Here we go. If it's Baz, we're starting this over right now. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, it's a green one.
Alan Greenhill.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
1.01. Congratulations, sir. I expect my money to be wired. I don't think that Cash App allows you to transfer that amount of funds at once. So we'll you get your people talking to my people. All right. I didn't pull your name. Tony did. So
next spot.
Next spot. Number four. Quattro, a nickel. Number four. And through your Sharpie, I could tell. It is Wayne Henry.
It was a one-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people.
There you go, Wayne. Najee here at the four.
Ooh, yeah. I would.
He's a Steelers guy.
I would. I'm not a Steelers guy, and I might take Najee at the four.
All right. Next up.
Next up. Number six. We're filling out this first half really fucking fast. Number six. Sace. Trey.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Schleister.
I got Smoothie on one side of me, and I got Trey on the other. I don't like this. Yeah, I do. Decent. I mean, I could like this.
Not a lot of body hair from what I've seen, right? I mean, that you're not going to have to deal with a lot
I'm
of
the
body
only hair. One bringing the body hair.
Hey, everyone's got their role in a threesome. You bring the body hair. All right. Ooh, number 12, the turn. Dose.
Oh, hey, like back-to-back picks, Matt.
It's me. I am the 12th one.
Here it is, Boner Jams 03. It's a mixtape I made.
I want Justin Jefferson so goddamn bad.
You're not getting it back there. We could start this over again.
We it's have the power. We have the control. That's fine. I'm number 12. I actually like number 12. I don't hate it.
Still got the three spot to give away. What do you got?
Number 10, Diaz. Can you say Jason?
And I want my scalps.
Boo.
Boo.
Reigning champion.
Jason who?
All right, we still got the 3, the 9, and the 11. What do we got?
And here is the 9. Nueve.
Hey, Alberto, another Utah guy.
Albert. I'm gonna
Two left.
Who's the two people who are waiting to hear that have not heard their name? Nate.
Navarro. Julian.
Navarro. Nate and Julian. 11 for you, Nate. You're picking next to me. Great. Wonderful. And he's the only person that picks before me. And Julian, you are number 3. You are the Trace. Big pimpin', spend the cheese. Trace for our compadre Novato. So you want to break that down first there, Tony? 1 through fucking 12.
we'll start from the 12th spot. Matt, you'll be on the turn there. Drafting 11th, we have Nate. From the 10th spot, Jason, our defending champion and only 3-time champion. At the 9 spot, we have Albert. 8 spot, we have Smoothie. I'm here at the 7. Trey's at the 6. Brandon's at the 5. At the 4 spot, we got Wayne. Drafting 3rd is Julian. Drafting 2nd is Josh. And then Alan, congratulations on Jonathan Taylor drafting from the 1. There you go.
Picks are in the books, boys. Prep, prepare, get ready. Hell's coming. I'm coming. And hell's coming with me. You tell him I'm coming. And hell's coming with me. What movie is that from?
I don't even know.
It's Kurt Russell.
Tombstone. It sounds familiar.
It's Tombstone.
Haven't seen that in decades, man.
After Kurt Russell's brother gets shot, he gets the band together.
Yeah.
Gets the rough and tough boys to start going after the Cowboys.
I'm gonna have to take your word for it because it has been a long time since I've seen that one.
Well, there's where you went wrong. No man should go more than 3 months without watching Tombstone.
Fair enough. All right, guys, we're doing a live Underdog best ball draft on the next episode, so keep an eye out for that. Matt and I are going to attempt to co-manage a team. Also, if you haven't checked out Nate's show, the Taco Corp Fantasy Football Podcast, go check it out. He should be releasing a new episode if he hasn't already, featuring yours truly. Lots of good content though coming from Nate.
Also, the Whiskey Flick Podcast just released another episode. Go check them out. Empire Records, conversation between him and our very own Josh Callis's wife and mother of unborn child, Brittany Callis, is on there talking about her favorite movie. It's a good time. It's a good listen. It's a fun movie from the 90s. So go listen to the Whiskey Flick Podcast.
It's worth your time, 100%. For Matt, for the 58 West King Environmental Protection Team, and our coal lobbyists, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
You were never second.